You sort of casually mentioned the new Lasta, and I thought that was sort of a given in terms of using the attack regimen, in terms of what's been seen in terms of febrile neutropenia. I was really surprised. I was talking to Gary Lyme. He talked about the fact, I mean, his patterns of care data, he suggests that a substantial number of patients in the community who are getting TAC aren't getting Neulasta, which is kind of hard to believe.
Well, it's actually not hard to believe. And, for the longest time, I didn't use growth factors with TAC because at UCLA, we had participated in the BCRG studies, which used prophylactic Cipro only. And in my personal experience, I got by with that fine, just anecdotally for quite some time. And it was only really after looking at larger data sets and once the 001 data came in and showed, like a 24% incidence of febrile neutropenia, which is obviously unacceptably high, that's when I made the switch personally. But I personally can't recollect having problems in my own patient population. Now, we have a skewed patient population at the university of largely young, excellent performance status patients that get referred into the university. The average age on that trial, as I remember, is only about 50, whereas the average age of breast cancer in the U.S. population is over 60. So it's a skewed view, and that's probably why I got away without using growth factors for as long as I did. But now I routinely use them prophylactically.